This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, former UPenn swimmers are at the heart of the latest U.S. Department of Education investigation at the Ivy League school, centered on the participation of transgender athletes. More now from KYW's Matt Coughlin.
The Department of Education announced an investigation into Title IX violations by the University of Pennsylvania and others for allowing transgender athletes like Leah Thomas to compete. Thomas was the first openly transgender athlete to win a Division I title. The department cites former UPenn swimmer Paula Scanlon's testimony in 2023 that she and teammates were offered psychological services that she claims were meant to make swimmers comfortable undressing in front of Thomas. Since graduation, Scanlon has become a spokesperson for the conservative nonprofit advocacy group, the Independent Women's Forum. The release includes a statement from Scanlon in which she expresses gratitude for the investigation. Leah Thomas and Scanlon swam at the school in 2021 and 2022 when Thomas won the NCAA championship for the 500-yard freestyle race. Rule changes by the International Swimming Federation later that year barred Thomas from continuing to compete in women's swimming. The Department of Education says it is also investigating alleged violations at San Jose State University and by the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. Meanwhile, UPenn, Harvard, the Ivy League, and the NCAA were sued Tuesday in federal court in Massachusetts by three of Thomas's other teammates who alleged they were deprived of equal opportunities as women to compete because of Thomas's inclusion on the UPenn team and competitions. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The university, Thomas and Scanlon, have not responded to calls for comment.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.